Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's going to be wet out there, but at least it's Friday. Ain't that right, Breezy?
That's right.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. My name's Moose. That's Breezy. It's Peaks Wide Mornings. And I am feeling super conflicted because I found out my new boyfriend spends Thanksgiving alone each year.
Oh, dear.
That came in from Reagan, not me. And I want to invite him, but my dad made it perfectly clear he's not welcome.
Yikes.
So Reagan's on hold waiting to talk to us. This really is the time of year where people are supposed to give thanks and open their homes.
Yeah.
Up to people who may be alone or less fortunate. But let's just call it like it is. It's not always the case. Not everyone does that. Let's get over to our girl, Reagan, who can really use some help on her current situation. Sup, Reagan? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
We're here to help, sister. What's going on?
Well, I feel so weird coming on the radio. I actually met Breezy a couple of times. She probably doesn't remember me.
Oh, I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
Swan dive?
Well, short girl with bright blue purple hair.
Oh, couldn't forget. Couldn't forget you. How you doing, sister?
Yeah, okay.
I'm good.
Gosh.
It's okay if you don't. It was like
no, she doesn't. No. It's okay, Reagan. She totally doesn't.
I definitely do.
What's the deal with Thanksgiving? Talk to us.
So I currently told my parents about my new boyfriend. I'm currently in a relationship with a guy I secretly dated back in high school. He lives in Buffalo, and my mom has known about him for months, but she was upset and rarely spoke to me at first. But since then, she's come around, you know, asking, like, how he's doing, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
I suggested they meet for lunch so my mom can really get a chance to know him, but of course she declined. She said she wasn't ready.
She was not ready to meet him.
No, but I... Yeah. And I get it, though. You know, if you don't know him, you know, he can kind of come off intimidating. But he's a really, really good guy.
Intimidating how?
Yeah, what do you mean?
He has, like, a ton of tattoos. Some are on his face.
Oh, that's bad. That's
big bad, post Malone energy.
Bad boy, for sure.
Does he have your name tattooed across his forehead?
Reagan.
No, but...
You a big Ronald Reagan fan? Oh,
why,
yeah.
I don't know why people are still doing that. Tattooing any name on your body, anywhere, any crevice. For me.
Yeah,
I don't think he has any name.
Oh, thank God.
So your parents aren't really into that, okay?
Yeah, and a few years back, he was involved in some drug stuff and got arrested and ended up going to jail for a few years. So,
oh, wow. He's in the slammer for a couple of years.
Yeah, I take it back. He definitely has some names tattooed on him.
Yeah. And your father knows about this, too, and he wants nothing to do with the guy.
Yeah, he wants nothing to do with it. It was from when I was, it was like a couple of years ago.
You told your parents all this information?
Or was it public knowledge?
Yeah, like, how did... I'm confused.
It was just like he was in the community. It was public knowledge. It was on the news for a little bit.
No, it's a tough one.
Oh, you're dating a celebrity. I love that.
Fully. Not him having his own segment on 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways.
I'm sorry, Reagan. Go ahead. What were you saying? What's the dilemma here?
It's hard because I found out that my boyfriend hasn't been home in over 4 years to see his family.
Okay.
He typically celebrates Thanksgiving alone in his apartment, and he asked if he could come celebrate with me and my family, and I suggested I spend time with my family first and then go and see him, but now I'm really conflicted. I want him there, but I know he won't be accepted, and my dad won't even entertain the idea.
Right.
He told my mom he's not welcome. I don't know what to do. I mean, how
your
do I
Your dad told your mom that your boyfriend's not welcome?
Mm.
Is that what you... Okay, got it.
Your dad didn't tell you that?
I don't know what to do. No, it's just my mom is telling me that my dad said.
Yeah.
I'm conflicted because, like, how do I convey to my boyfriend that he can't come to Thanksgiving? And should I consider spending it with him instead of my family?
Mm.
We're trying to have a kid with one another, and I originally thought I was pregnant, but I'm not, and I wanted to share the news with my
time
family
out.
With
time out.
Him by my side.
That came out of nowhere. You're trying
wait,
to have...
Wait, I just got whiplash. What? Wait, Reagan.
Yeah,
what?
We're trying to start a family together.
Wait. Okay, that's fine. Congratulations, but that is just... There's no context there. You really just went for that. Wait.
Okay.
So you were... Okay, wait. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but like, you were going to announce that at the dinner?
You were. She was going to announce it, right? And then you found out you weren't pregnant? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And that's why I'm just so confused. I mean...
Me too.
We had all these plans, and then now it just feels like it's everything's falling apart.
No, I get it. Here's my suggestion. I would do Thanksgiving with your family and then have him over for a nice pumpkin pie afterwards. Just so if things go bad, you can leave.
Well,
you don't have a whole bird to eat. You know what I mean?
I mean, do your parents know anything about you trying to start a family with this guy that
obviously
they already
not, Moose.
Despise? That they already despise, Reagan? And have you thought
that was
this through?
Be a surprise.
What? Have you thought this through? Is this 100% what you want?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, you know what they say. You got to follow your heart.
Something.
All right, Reagan, let's ask the listeners, 585-252-9800.
I don't believe it's ever okay to judge anybody or judge somebody, but at the same time, you gotta make sure that nobody's gonna throw hands, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've seen this episode of Love After Lockup too many times.
I've seen a movie like this before, too. Reagan, we're gonna take it to the phones, we're gonna ask the listeners what they think. She wants to invite her new boyfriend at Thanksgiving dinner because he has nowhere else to go, her future baby daddy, but your parents Hopefully. Are letting you know right up front that he's not welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the call this morning. Listen in. I'm sure we're going to have plenty of people weighing in with their thoughts on how to handle this one, okay?
Okay.
But in the meantime, congratulations in being a future mom.
Yeah. She's not pregnant yet, but yeah, good luck.
But you trying. May be. Yeah, good luck. Have fun though, Reagan. Thanks so
Takes
much.
Takes a couple tries.
Thanks for the call. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And save some deviled eggs for me.
Okay. See All right. Ya. Thanks, Reagan. Bye.
Okay. So, how y'all doing? No, I'm dead.
Somebody, Amy just texted in, no. That was it.
Yeah, Amy's Reagan's mom, so there's that. Oof.
Who else is here?
All right, let's go over to Joe says, hi. Hi, Dad, here's my criminal boyfriend. Also, we're having a baby together. Surprise. This girl needs help.
Can you pass the stuffing?
What is going on this morning on your show? I'm dying right now. That call took a really quick left turn.
It's really dark. But you know what? I'll support her hopes and dreams. She can do her.
Yeah, everybody wants their baby's dreams to come true. This guy said, yo, I don't give a crap if Thanksgiving is the season of giving. This guy wouldn't be allowed in my house either. Take a hike.
Ooh, Wolfington.
I mean, what I really want to see happen is the look on the dad's face when Reagan brings this dude over.
No, literally, though. Literally, though.
I like that she just sprinkled that in there. Yeah, we've been trying to help start a family.
I'm like, what? Wait, what? He's not even allowed at Thanksgiving.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It's Moose, it's Breezy, and let's just get right into it. Your entire family almost died.
I'm upset.
And you're so pissed.
I'm upset. No, I'm literally shaking pissed.
When you were sharing this with me this morning, I'm like, so you know mad. What? I do side with you on this. I'm like, yeah, I guess you have every reason to be upset. And if this has ever happened to you, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 585-252-9800. And yes, I'm also talking to Breezy's mom and dad.
If I went home and found my entire family dead after I tried to warn them multiple times, I would have been really upset. Really upset. Because what happened on Sunday
You would
was...
have to get back into therapy.
I know. Which is already in the works. You know what I mean? What happened on Sunday was... honestly, quite traumatic for me. And the fact that nobody believed me made me so angry.
Sure.
So picture it. It's Sunday night. The Bills are playing at 4:25 p.m. We're all gathered around watching Josh Allen absolutely slay.
Big football girl.
My mom has a beautiful roast in the crock pot.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's just, it's amazing. We're all having fun. We're kikiing. We're laughing. We're snuggling. We're just being that Brady Bunch family that everyone knows we're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Making a lot of people listening without families jealous.
And we have a great night. We have a great dinner. And we're sitting there and my mom's folding my laundry. And I'm like...
yeah.
Looking at her.
Of course.
And my whole family's in the living room. And I'm like, guys... it, like, smells like gas a little bit.
Right.
Like, it smells like gas in here.
Nobody was able to smell it but you.
And my brother was like, yeah, it actually kind of does. And need not forget, 3 out of 4 of my family members have gotten reconstructive nostril surgery. So, let's keep it 100. This sniffer could literally work for a detective criminal team as a bloodhound. So I'm like, guys, it smells like gas in here. My mom, my dad, my girlfriend, literally gaslighting me, no pun intended. And they're like, you're crazy.
Nobody was able to smell it.
We don't even have gas in the house. And I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean you don't have gas in the house? They're like, the new reno, it's all on like electric and blah 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 blah. And I was like, no, like it literally smells like gas.
You can smell gas, don't they? Have
yes.
Isn't there like a gas, like an alarm that goes off if it detects gas within the home, like
I
a carbon
that was
monoxide?
Like carbon monoxide. I don't know. I don't know if they're all the same. I know nothing. So I'm like,
nobody's able to smell this, but you and your brother, kind of smells.
Yeah,
it.
My brother kind of smells.
Right.
So I'm like, guys, I'm like actually really worried, and they're like, you're literally crazy, like leave. No, no one said that, but they were just like not believing me at all. So I was like, I'm getting out of here. I can't be subjected to this level of discomfort. And honestly, it's unsafe.
Well, what about the pot roast?
Oh, that was great. I mean, we had already eaten.
Oh,
this was like after dinner. So I'm like, okay, I'm leaving. Like, I'm not dying of carbon monoxide poisoning. So I leave. And, you know, I'm like talking to my mom throughout the week. Like, everything's good. And last night, she calls me. And I didn't answer because I was in Buffalo. I was doing my thing. And then I texted her when I got home. And I was like, hey, like, I'm home from the show. Like, whatever. She goes, okay, just letting you know, you kind of have a keen sense of smell. We had a gas leak in the dryer valve. I never smelled anything until I walked in this evening and the whole house smelled like gas. I called NESEG emergency line and they came and checked it out. Sure enough, it's fixed now. It wasn't dangerous levels, but it did smell very bad. That was last night. This happened on Sunday. I literally was like, so I told you this on Sunday and you waited till Thursday to get someone to look at it? Are you well? Oh my God, I was so mad. I was so mad. She was like, it wasn't dangerous levels. I'm like, you're breathing in a leaking gas valve.
That's the thing, man. You can smell gas, but when it comes to like carbon monoxide, you can't. It's odorless. It can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's colorless. It's odorless. I think I don't know. Is it more toxic than gas itself? I don't know. I mean, your house can blow up after a while.
I'm no scientist, but like all I know is that it's bad. And all I know is that I tried to warn my dear, dear family, and they basically told me to kick rocks. And it's so scary because I think I talked about the gas leak in my house. Well, first of all, this has happened a bunch. One time it was my fault,
right,
which these things happen. And then another time it was someone else's fault, and I smelt gas. And I was like, well, I'm not going to light a match because this whole place is going to go up in flames.
Well, smelt is actually a small fish, but I know what you mean. Thank you.
What?
Smelt? You didn't smelt it. You did smell it, though. So here's the deal. Your parents are safe. They're fine, thank God.
For now.
But if you ever smell gas, it's very noticeable. It's a rotten egg smell. I mean, your father's constantly just ripping them. But at the same time, though,
like the gas, yes, you can smell. The carbon monoxide, I don't think you can.
You cannot. No.
And when you sit there and you tell me, like, oh, we don't even have gas in the house, lies. Lies, first of all. Like, just, it's absolutely wild. So, yeah, I'm pretty mad. I'm glad they're all okay, obviously. But I'm telling you right now, always follow your gut. Always follow your intuition, because if something's wrong and there's a pit in your stomach telling you it's wrong, it's wrong.
It's crazy that this started because your mother was actually doing your laundry in the dryer where the gas leak took place.
Period. I probably ripped the actual dryer out of the wall. She was like, can you go get it? I'm like, fine, Mom.
The whole house slam explodes. It. Glad they're okay. Thank you, Breezy.
I'm just, you know, I'm Bill Nye the Science Guy. I'm here to tell you guys.
Saving lives one family member at a time.
98PXY is free and always will be.
We have Brenda on hold right now. Called us yesterday after the show and wanted to know if your husband kisses another woman, even though the two of you have both been separated from one another for the last 3 months, is it still cheating? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Thanks for streaming us on that free Odyssey app. Brenda is on hold. Welcome back to the show. Are you feeling a little less calm than when we spoke yesterday on the phone, or do you feel even worse?
Hi. Yeah. Good morning. No, I think I'm feeling worse, honestly.
Are you? Okay. Tell us the situation of what's been going on.
Okay, so the reason I called you guys yesterday after the show is because I honestly need opinions. I need other people's opinions. I'm not trying to put my business out there. Honestly, I'm trying to stay anonymous about this because I don't really have anyone to talk to about this kind of thing right now because I've got a lot of people saying different things. So
okay, so we'll just go ahead and preface that your real name is not Brenda,
and you will be putting your business out there.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, honestly. I need to know if other people think that if kissing another woman while you're still married is considered cheating.
Yes.
Okay. Is kissing another woman while you're still... Okay. Break it down for us.
Okay. It's a little more complicated than just that, but... So my ex... he's still my husband, but we're not divorced, okay? So we are separated, and we've been separated for only 3 months, okay?
Okay.
So I found out that in these last 3 months that he has gone on dates already. Okay. And we are still legally together. We are not divorced. Okay. And I found out that he went on these dates and he has been kissing this woman. So I honestly feel like it's cheating.
How do you know he's not doing more than just kissing her?
Well, I mean, honestly, who knows? But at this point, he has been open and honest, at least about the fact that he has been kissing this woman.
Okay.
Okay.
And you guys have been separated for 3 months, you said?
That's it. 3 months. We are not divorced. We are a legally married couple.
But are you getting back together?
Absolutely not. No, we are getting divorced, and we are not living together right now, but we are still married.
On paper.
Right, on paper. Okay.
Right.
Sounds to me like this is more of a jealousy issue.
Why are we talking right now? I'm so confused because, like, if you're not getting back together and you're legally separated, but it still says on paper, it seems like you're just trying to control and manipulate his future, which you simply can't do. You don't have a say in anymore. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, Brenda. You're trying to get him on a technicality, and that's not, I mean, you're separated for a reason.
No, I think honestly it's disgusting. It's disrespectful to like what we did have. And I want other women's opinions. I know that you're also a woman, but I mean, this is how you feel, but I think that men are pigs, and I want to hear what other women have to say about this. I honestly, like,
oh, I'm in lockstep with you on that. I'm gay, but I mean, like, listen, this is just like, this is all
very triggered right now.
Very, very strange to me because.
Well, here's the thing, Brenda. You guys have been separated for 3 months. You're not getting back together. You don't even live together. It doesn't sound like you guys love each other anymore. Maybe I'm jumping the gun on that. I don't know. But it sounds like you're just jealous. For most people, when they're separated, they figure it out. Hey, we're no longer going to be together. I'm going to move on with my life. That's what he's doing. And you're pissed off about that?
I honestly don't give a crap that we're separated. I think that that's just honestly not how it works when you're still legally married.
Okay, so we're asking the question right now, 585-252-9800. Brenda's asking the question, if your husband kisses another woman while you're separated, is that cheating? And you guys have no future plans to ever get back together, correct?
Correct.
Brenda, do you know how long a divorce takes? Like, that can take up to a year. Like,
longer.
I have a friend who just went through a divorce. It took her well over a year. Like, I think you're just trying to make sure he's miserable until he's out of your care, if I'm being honest, but whatever.
Well, he could be.
Okay, yep, so that's everything I needed to know. Thank you.
How long were you guys married for, Brenda?
4 years.
4 years. That's not a long time. Can I ask why it went south?
I figure you can kind of assume why.
So
no, I have no idea.
Okay, so then if we're going to read between the lines here, let me take a stab in the dark. He cheated on you. He cheated on you your entire relationship, which classic, obviously. And now you just want one more knife twist? Is that it?
Okay, so first of all, no, he wasn't cheating on me. Oh. We had huge differences in finances, and it's not going to work out. He's a pig, and he uses me, and I just think that he could at least be a little bit more respectful at the end of all of this.
I love how you're like, I'm sure you probably know. Take a stab at it. It's like, she's like, no, that's not it at all.
Yeah,
Finances
was not what I was going to pull out of the hat there whatsoever. No. Okay, you want us to get some calls and text messages on this to see, you wanted opinions on this, right?
I would, and I would honestly prefer only female opinions.
Only female opinions. I'm not sure why that matters, because it takes two to tango, but okay. All right, let's hear from the men on this one today.
Just men. I'll shut my mouth. Not me getting my duct tape over my mouth.
Only men on this one. Thank you for calling up, Brenda. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
That's so tough, because I'm a female, and I don't think she liked my opinion very much.
No, I don't think she did either.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, let's go to the phones. All right, let me go over to, we got a listener on the line here. Peaks Y, what's your name?
Allie.
Hi, Allie.
What's up, Allie Cap?
Agree or disagree with Brenda?
I have to disagree. If she filed legal separation papers, which is what it sounds like, then it doesn't matter if you're not technically legally married.
Yeah.
You're legally separated, which means your lives are completely separate. The only difference is that you just can't get married again. Until you file for divorce.
Right.
Oh, like with someone. I thought you meant with that person. I was like, why would they want to do that? Yeah. No, I understand.
You can remarry the person that you're with. You could stay with them. You can cancel the separation and stay with them, but you cannot get remarried without filing for divorce. But otherwise,
in the
separation papers,
yeah.
You can kiss whoever you want. It literally says in the papers that you are completely separate, other than the fact that you just can't get remarried yet.
She's just mad. She's just bitter, Brenda. We all know it.
Have you ever been in this situation before?
I have, yeah. I actually went through a divorce before.
What did you do?
Legally separated. We were legally separated, it was... You know, it literally says you're separate. You can't meddle in each other's lives.
Period.
You can't control your personal life. You can't control their home life.
Yeah.
You can't tell them what they can or cannot do or who they cannot see. Mm-hmm. And then one of the stipulations is you cannot meddle in each other's lives. So therefore, for her to sit there and say that he can't date or kiss other people, that's technically going against the separation papers.
It is.
It's not realistic. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in this morning. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Have a good weekend. All right, let's get over to Gina on the line. Good morning, Gina. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday.
What's up, queen?
Happy Friday.
Gina, do you agree or disagree with Brenda?
So, I disagree, and I'm a married woman.
Okay.
I feel like if you're separated and there's, you know, no chance of getting back together, he doesn't owe you anything. He's trying to move on with his life, and she needs to do the same.
Right. Like I said, she's trying to get him on technicality, and it doesn't even make any sense.
Right. All right. How long you been married, Gina?
So I've only been married a year and a half, but I've been with my partner for 3 years.
For 3 years. And things are, how are things going? Swimmingly?
Things are great.
Good. It's all about communication. Take it from me.
It is.
I tried to do it without laughing. Gina, you're awesome. Thanks for tuning in and calling us up this morning.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, well, I'm satisfied. I hope you guys are too.
Hopefully.
By the way, we got a listener that says, my ex and I have been separated for almost a year. He's 100% free to do what he wants, and so am I. Sorry, Brenda.
That's the reason people get
cheating.
Separated.
That is. So I'm sorry. She was really hoping everyone was going to side with her on this one.
And that's simply not the case.
All right, it's PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. It's Friday. Be right back.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.